Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we got some pretty alarming information to give to you today, and I'm not one of those guys that not the little boy who cries wolf. We're pointing the finger the right direction by the leading of the Holy Ghost, Romans 8:14. And I'm telling you what, folks, what's happening right now through all your distractors, Donald Trump, Biden, your inaction to hold them to justice, friends, all these other conservative individuals that have been put in place in government to distract you from the matters that really count the most concerning justice, which guards our liberties. They're all there to distract you. It's all smoke and mirrors. As you all the well know, there's never justice. But in the meantime, I want to tell you what's happening. Your country is being handed off to those that they're alluring into America today. And it's one of those things that I continuously reiterated to the people 1,000 times over on this radio program, friends. If they had the support that they wanted you to believe, then why do they have to bring the illegals in? Well, it's not like they're not doing this right in front of your face. So I want to show you some things here. And then we got Rep. Walter Hudson joining us at the half-hour mark. Ron Branser is going to be joining us in about 8 minutes here. So I'm going to try to run through this really quick to show you what's going on here. Before I do, I want you to listen carefully. Once you understand that the solutions aren't created to solve the problems, but the problems are created to implement the solutions, this is why I make reference to the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. They're the ones that are leading their opposition, and they're bringing in their political objectives behind it. They're creating the problem. They're playing the problem solvers. But let me say this again. Once you understand that the solutions aren't created to solve the problems, but the problems are created to implement the solutions, then you will understand just how evil the people creating all these problems really are. So with that said, friends, what would you think of this? Just tell me what your thoughts are. Let's say we brought refugees from a foreign country, a failed state like Somalia, into America. Okay, they have failed ideas and failed family structures. Well, and the fact of the matter is, if you look at it scripturally, friends, they're under the curse. Okay? Now, I want you to think about this. So America opens the doors to those from the Middle East, okay? And they open up in Minneapolis here in Minnesota something called Feeding Our Future. And it was a daycare front is really what it was, a daycare center where they were funneling millions of dollars through it. They were busted doing this. This is the Muslims. Okay, marriage fraud. Okay, we have an Ilhan Omar in the state of Minnesota who married her brother. This is completely unlawful. Okay, The dismantling of the educational system. This is coming into America by yours truly, them from the Middle East. In the state of Minnesota, somehow or another, treasonous. This is the definition of treason, Article 3, Section 3. Tim Walz is sitting there handing off the state to foreigners. He's the guy, along with Keith Ellison, both plants by the CIA, no question about it, that are handing the state over to America's foreign enemies. Not just Minnesota enemies, friends. America's foreign enemies. And when I highlight the fact that we have 35 jihadi camps on American soil, you're probably better awake to why that is, friends, and why nobody's talking about that. Again, that's why you have distractors. Okay, but let's go back to this. So Ilhan Omar is a representative in the state of Minnesota, the 5th District. She has no business here. I'll highlight her in just a moment. But also keep in mind that the Muslim religion has no right whatsoever to come into another country and upend that constitution. Again, that is the definition of treason. But this is what's happening through Tim Walz and Keith Ellison, who mean to bring 200 to 300% more Muslims into the state. I didn't say it. They said it. Okay. Did you also know in the state of Minnesota, in the ACLU, the Communist Subversive Organization, is also helping Muslims implement prayer in schools as well as in the workplace? Completely. But folks, remember, it's all aimed at the Christians, right? It's okay for them, but not the Christians. Well, the reason being is, friends, because the Christians aren't holding to the mandate that the Lord has given to them through commandments, not suggestions. Minnesota ended up giving them leadership roles in politics. Again, the Muslim religion runs antithetical to the U.S. Constitution. Friends, really what they're being used for is they are being used as a political battering ram to upend the Constitution, because we are the ones that are impeding the New World Order, said George Soros. Also keep in mind that in the state of Minnesota, we have in Minneapolis, the state decided to give the Muslims a time to pray citywide. I'm not making this up in any sense of the word. Okay, just so you know. To show you that she's a plant, I want you to pay attention. Adolf Hitler used the Muslims to, they were used to fight off the political opposition of those that would not go along with the Third Reich. Same thing here, happening here. Matter of fact, if you look at that of Time magazine, they said first, women who are changing the world, and they got a picture of Ilhan Omar, a Minnesota legislator, they call her. Okay, this legislator, mind you, is also known for wanting to give insurance plans to those that leave South Minneapolis and fight on the behalf of ISIS. If they were to be killed fighting for ISIS, Ilhan Omar, this is no joke, wanted to give them insurance coverage for their families. Okay, I thought ISIS, friends, was our sworn enemy. They are not. They're a created enemy, friends, a front, when in fact you're going to find out that the CIA is behind that monster as well. But what I'm showing you on social media platforms right now is Ilhan Omar accused of giving cover to terrorist groups. Of course. Now, this is the same devil, friends, that I seen at St. Cloud, where she had about 50 people there. A majority of them were Muslims, and when it was her time to talk, she was, there's no better way to say this, and I'm not demeaning her, she did this all on her own. She is stupid as a rock. She is simply being used to her own demise. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. Also wanted to highlight the fact, friends, that in the state of Minnesota, lest you are deceived by the mainstream media once again, Ilhan Omar, they want to sell you Ilhan Omar and the Muslims. The mainstream media, they want to sell to you that the Muslims are in total support of Ilhan Omar, when in fact nothing could be further from the truth. The Muslims, the Somalian communities in the state of Minnesota, booed Ilhan Omar when she walked out onto a concert stage in the state of Minnesota. I'm going to play this for you in just a moment, but the reason we're highlighting this right now, friends, in the state of Minnesota, they just changed the state's flag to that of a Muslim symbolic and emblematic flag. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Media.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth and be moved to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, Patriot Group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Okay, I got my friend Ron Branster online right now, but before I pull him up, friends, I do want you to know that you can go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the top of that page, SOL Radio Live, and subscribe to that page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, and you can go ahead and check us out on social media platforms there if you want to call in. You can, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I want to show you something real quick here. This is Ilhan Omar, lest you, for some reason or another, believe that the Somalians, and this isn't just in Minnesota, it's in California, it's in Michigan as well. The Somalians in Minnesota know all the well that Ilhan Omar is using them as just a support system, because the mainstream media wants to make it look like the Somalians are in support of Ilhan Omar when in fact they are not. It was just like when Barack's criminal and foreigner Barack Hussein Obama was in office to suggest that the black communities were behind Barack Hussein Obama. That was just completely untrue, and we continuously highlighted that as well. You got to quit taking things for face value from the mainstream media. Let's go over to Ilhan Omar walking onto a stage at a concert in the state of Minnesota, and you tell me if they're supporting Ilhan Omar. They're booing her. Why do they hate her, friends? Look at that. And they'll take pictures of this. They'll take pictures of it, right? They'll take pictures of all of this, and what they'll do is they'll sell it to the people and rewrite the narrative. That's what they'll do. Look at this. Ilhan Omar booed off stage at Somalia Independence Day concert in Minneapolis. Isn't it interesting how they're bringing their culture with them, friends? She's been booed by a mostly Somalian population in this concert. Okay? It's amazing to me, friends, how people just believe whatever the mainstream media says. Are they in support of her? No. They are not in support of her in any sense of the word. But again, they put it out there like everybody's in support of Ilhan Omar. You know, simultaneously, what's happening right now, we're seeing Ilhan Omar under attack right now. And at least they would have you believe that she's under attack, like I continuously highlight, when you see politicians that are allegedly under attack, a majority of them, they're not being attacked, they're not being condemned, they're being promoted. And while Ilhan Omar is allegedly under attack right now, I want to show you this because this is the new flag. It went from the state flag of Minnesota to something called Puntland Somali flag, Palestinian flag, Minnesota state flag. Can you tell me how that's working out for the people in the state of Minnesota? Unless you think that this is just happening here in the state of Minnesota, you better think again. And I do want to say to the bad guys before I pull up Ron Branster here, lest you think we're just going to pull up stakes and run and flee in the face of this battle, you've got another thing coming. So we just wanted to make that clear. Ron, I want you to give us a download as to what's going on here in the state of Minnesota, and I would like for you very much to go ahead and highlight in detail the flag that they just made here in place of the Minnesota state flag concerning this Somalian flag, please.
Well, I got to tell you, if insanity could reach its farthest levels, I think Minnesota's reached at this present time. You know, when we're talking about several of the things that have happened in the past, the Feeding Our Future and the daycare fraud of close to $400 million that have been taken out of the system and given to the Somali population sent overseas. Now we've got a flag that they have designed in Minnesota that looks very similar to several different Islamic flags. One of them is from Jubaland, Somalia. The other one is the Somali flag, and the other one is the Palestine flag. Representing have characteristics of the new flag that they just created in Minnesota. It has the same colors, the same indentation. They changed the star to an 8-star, an individual star, but with 8 points. And what's just fascinating about that is Somalia reveres itself as the succession from Britain and Italy in 1960, and they used, we used the 8-point star as the word for succession. When you see that 8-point star on the new Minnesota flag, that means succession of the Civil War. So you've got a community that has succeeded from another entity, and that the colors are from the Palestinian flag, the Jubaland flag, and the Somali flag. So we think here in Minnesota we're getting the direction from Gilani Hussein, maybe a care or the Islamic or Ilhan Omar, or we're not really sure where it's coming from, but all indications says that they have the upper hand in Minnesota. Otherwise, they wouldn't do this. Somali culture believes that once you have the upper hand, which is Surah 4735 of the Quran, says when you feel that you have the upper hand, you can start to subjugate those people of the land that you live in. And we saw this happening in prayers in school. We saw it happening in prayers in the workforce. The call to prayer in Minneapolis, where they now have the call to prayer, which they never do outside of an Islamic state. So it appears that Minnesota has coincided with the Islamic population, and we have subjugated ourselves to the Somali population, according to the flag. The flags don't lie. I mean, it shows all indications that they are turning towards Islam.
Well, there's no question about it. I mean, again, what begs the question here is how the governor of the state is going to sit back and act like we didn't see what they just got done doing. This isn't representation of the people in the state of Minnesota. This is the representation of a foreign country inside of the state of Minnesota. Ron, that's treason. This is treason is what this is.
Yeah, we can look at that. We go back to treason. It's Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution says you, and Article 4, Section 4 says you cannot create a government outside the scope of government. And they are doing both of those here in Minnesota. And the rest of the country doesn't understand that. I talk to people from Wisconsin. They're so oblivious to what's happening over in Minnesota. And it's bleeding now over into Wisconsin and other states around us. So it's a slow bleed. And I want all your listeners to understand that Minnesota is not becoming a very safe state to live in many different ways. Minneapolis, St. Paul, St. Cloud, Wilmer, they're becoming very, very unsafe areas with the influx of the refugees from either Somalia or the Islamic communities, and we're seeing it at a high level here in Minnesota.
Well, to say the least, I mean, let's go back to the governor again, who we know is not there by the vote of the people in the state of Minnesota, 5.9 million people. It's interesting how both him, Tim Walz, and Keith Ellison want a 200 to 300% influx of those from the Middle East. Why would they want that if it wasn't that they were planning for an overthrow of the people? And we need to begin to talk that direction, because to suggest otherwise, you have to have your fingers on your eyeballs and your fingers in your ears not to be seeing the obvious as to what they're pushing for here.
Right. Well, if you look at Tim Walz's transitional team when he became governor of Minnesota, he has a transitional team of 29. And one of those was CARE, Council Affairs of Islamic Relations. They were an unindicted co-conspirator of the largest terrorist trial ever in the United States. And they sit at the right hand of Tim Walz. And they guide him the directive of the state of Minnesota. So it's not unreasonable to us to believe that he's getting his marching orders from a known terrorist organization from the largest terrorist trial here in the United States.
It's bewildering. It's unreal. It's very surreal, Ron, what we're seeing happening here right now. You got about 30 seconds. What would you tell the people across the country as to what to look for to stand up and put a stop to concerning the issues in which we're highlighting now?
Well, there's many places in the country right now, especially Twin Falls, Idaho, Hamtramck, Dearborn, and multiple different cities that are getting the same thing. In fact, I have to go to Eau Claire, Wisconsin tomorrow night. They're having the same thing on a boat to allow the Islamic communities and the refugees into that city. So be very aware of what your city council or what the foundations are doing in your city, because they're implementing this without your approval.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, they're doing it by force. I mean, here's one of the things, too. Ilhan Omar, how many times has she been busted and uncovered for scandal and even covering for terrorists in the state of Minnesota? And somehow or another, she remains, Ron. She remains.
Married her brother. That was just one scandal. She was involved, I don't know if you're aware of this, but the Feed in Our Future scandal, where they caught the restaurant owner. That was where she... for $250 million scam.
We'll be right back, guys.
Campaigning
there. Yep. Ron, I totally appreciate you. Thank you for the call. Thank you for jumping on with such short notice. Thanks again. We'll be right back, guys.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. One Democratic senator comparing the flow of immigrants into the U.S. to a sold-out concert.
We are over capacity right now, and we have to control this.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Joe Manchin of West Virginia said it's become dangerous to let more people enter the country. Manchin announced in November he is not running for re-election, prompting speculation that he may run for president as a third-party candidate. Lawmakers are pushing to have salon workers trained to spot signs of domestic violence. Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn and Democrat Senator Tammy Duckworth are set to introduce the Salon Stories Act today. The bill would provide grant money to states that make it a requirement for aspiring cosmetologists to take domestic violence prevention courses in order to obtain their licenses. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I almost had three guests on today, but I couldn't make that work. And then when I got information concerning the new Minnesota state flag here, it just completely blew me away. It's like, you know what? We knew this was coming because when we read Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, it says, "The foreigners who reside among you will rise above you higher and higher, but you will sink lower and lower." This is a part of judgment upon a disobedient nation. Read Deuteronomy verse 28, start in verse 15 and go to 68. You'll understand perfectly. If you're not going to see the Lord for who He is and His blessings, you're going to see Him for who He is and the curses, the judgments. That's where America's at today. I also want you to understand, friends, that the way that criminals destroy, if it's not a frontal attack, which they're doing regardless through the mainstream media, they're attempting to browbeat everybody into submission. That's all we have to do is, again, revert back to Scripture to find out what it says. And through His policy. Policy in this country undermines constitutional law. But it says, "And through His policy also He shall cause craft to prosper in His hand, and He shall magnify Himself in His heart, and by peace shall destroy many until," let me finish this in context, "and He shall also stand up against the prince of princes," my big brother Jesus, "but He shall be broken without hand." So, friends, that's where we're at. They're destroying through peace right now, a false sense of peace. You have the whores and the hirelings in the pulpits today telling you peace, peace, when there is no peace, who are the greatest advocates concerning the issues and crimes that are being committed against the American people today. So without further ado, friends, I do want to pull up Representative Walter Hudson from the state of Minnesota. Welcome to the show, Walter. I want to throw something at you really quick here, and then I want you to go ahead and reply to it if you wouldn't mind. We look at the said immigration concerning what's going on in this, the country of Denmark. We find out that 450% more of the crimes are committed by Muslims than non-Muslims. Okay? I want to make clear, this is an attack on religion. This is a defensive measure concerning those that are attacking our religion here in America, okay? We have Germany, Muslim migrants committed 142,500 crimes in 6 months. That's 780 every single day, Walter. In Sweden, 480,000 sexual assaults in 1 year. 77% of all the rapes by less than 2% Muslims. In England, we just had Tommy Robinson. I was just talking to him yesterday. He was on the show a couple weeks back. Over 56% of the Syrian refugees committed severe crimes in less than 1 year. In Belgium, 35% of prison population is Muslim, who make up only 6% of the population. And in the UK, Muslims fill 44% of high-security prisons out of a 5% population. And finally, in America, 91.4% Muslim refugees are on food stamps, 68.3% are on cash welfare. What say you? What are your thoughts, Representative Hudson, on the statistics that I just gave to you?
Bradley, I appreciate you having me on the program. It's been a long time since we chatted, and I always enjoy the conversation. It's very robust. To answer your question directly, look, you know, I come from a quasi kind of libertarian background, and I've shifted a lot over the years as a result of, as the case tends to go, experience, like what I've seen and what I've observed. And I think the first thing to establish is that, you know, we have a right as a nation to control our borders and to control who enters our borders and on what terms. Just like you have the right as a property owner and a homeowner to control who enters your property and on what terms they do. And you wouldn't have to just throw open your gates, throw open your doors and say anybody can come in on any terms, whenever they want, take whatever they want, do whatever they want, and I'm not going to say boo about it. Quite the contrary. You have very specific terms under which you would allow somebody to come into your home, and the first term would be with permission, right? And we've just completely forgotten that as a nation and have thrown our doors completely wide open, have no conditions. Yeah, I mean, it's worse than that. It's worse than just having no conditions. We're going to aid you. We're going to aid you and abet you. We're gonna pay for your housing. We're gonna pay for your health care. We're gonna pay for your children's education. We're gonna make it in many cases easier on you than we do on our own citizens, our own native born lawful citizens who have the right to be here by virtue of birth and or lawful immigration, lawful residence and naturalization. Everything's completely upside down.
Okay, so with that said, we already know Tim Walz, Keith Ellison, they already publicly stated they want 200 to 300% more Muslims coming into this country. And might I add to this conversation, Walter, this is, as you just highlighted, this is treason. And when you look at treason, Webster's 1828 comes to my aid, the offense of attempting to overthrow the government of the state to which the offender owes allegiance or betraying the state into the hands of a foreign power. Is that not what's transpiring right in front of our faces right now in the state of Minnesota?
Well, I mean, I think you would have people who would question that and say, well, you're playing too fast and loose with the legal definition of the term. But when you look at, like, the spirit of it, like, what is the end effect of what we see taking place here? Is it law and order? Is it your ability to conduct your life under your own judgment without fear of coming under attack or having something taken from you or being assaulted in some way? Or are all those things the reverse? Do you find yourself in less secure a position than you were previously? I mean, I remember when my family immigrated to the state of Minnesota. It was within the United States. I was born in Michigan. But I remember when I was about 12 years old, my dad first started scouting out Minneapolis because he wanted to move here for his job. He worked for what was then Northwest Airlines, became Delta, and the big hub was here in the Twin Cities. And I came with him on one of his scouting expeditions, and he was staying not too far away from the location that became the Mall of America. And I remember the day that that building opened, and we walked there from where my dad and I were staying, and just the majesty and grandeur, the experience of walking in to that amazing center of commerce that was like nothing we had ever seen or imagined before, and just going there throughout my teenage years and it being a kind of a local mecca, for lack of a better term, in terms of people being willing to go there with their families, right? And it was fun. It was enjoyable. Nowadays, I can't take my own family there.
Okay.
And the reason why is because it has changed. The culture has changed. The constituent mass that attends there has changed, and they are no longer part of the same community that I'm part of, and it's no longer safe for me to bring my kids there.
Amen. And I totally agree. But I do want to go back to what I just asked you, or at least the statement that I just made concerning treason. How could that be a jump to conclusions concerning treason? If that's the case, Walter, and I'm not saying that's what you said, but it does sound like you kind of hinted towards that. What then defines treason when it comes to Ellison and the governor of the state of Minnesota, if not changing the Minnesota state flag without the knowing of the constituents that they're supposed to represent?
Oh, don't get me wrong. I mean, I tend to agree with you that what they're doing with the flag in particular is a form of vandalism, where they're taking something, you know, a flag that men have died under and bled for.
Yep.
You know, the state flag is not a small deal. I mean, there's plenty of people who have sacrificed their lives, not just for the flag of the United States, but for the flag of the several states in which they live. And Minnesota is one of those. And so to take that and to just ball it up and toss it in the garbage, especially under the claim that it somehow has this racist symbolism, which is their claim, but then to replace it with imagery that seems to suggest that indeed the new symbolism is going to be that we're going to displace the American settlers and kind of that European Western culture with a culture from Somalia, which, you know, I know you haven't gotten into the details of that story yet, but basically the new flag that they're proposing looks a hell of a lot like the Somali flag.
Oh,
and that's what
yeah.
we find ourselves dealing with.
Oh yeah, there's no question about it. Hudson Taylor, Walter Hudson's online with us right now. Walter, before you got on, I had a guest on right before you during the first segment. I was teeing up the fact that, you know, here we have Time Magazine putting her, Ilhan Omar, on the front page of their magazine, which helps us understand that she's planted. Then we have KNSIRadio.com highlighting the fact that Ilhan Omar giving cover to terrorist groups. This is also the same woman, mind you, and I'm sure you're well aware of this, that wanted to give insurance coverage to those in Minneapolis and South Minneapolis that would leave the state and go fight on the behalf of ISIS if anything was to happen to her. She wanted insurance to cover the families. I mean, this is just the tip of the iceberg with this woman. And then furthermore, one of the other things that I highlighted, Walter, was the fact that the mainstream media would have you believe that all of the Somalian community in the state of Minnesota and the United States is totally behind Ilhan Omar, when in fact I have Ilhan going out on stage at a Somalian concert in the state of Minnesota where she was completely booed off of stage. So, you know, this is what's going on, and for us to pretend that this isn't really going on, I mean, that's ludicrous. Furthermore, if you look at France, you look at Germany, you look at these other countries that they're going into, as a matter of fact, Walter, we just had Tommy Robinson on a couple weeks ago. He says it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when the jihad is called. I mean, we're sitting here as the American people allowing our said representatives to commit the act of treason, endangering our lives and endangering everything about who we are, one nation under God, by pretending otherwise. And can I hold you over for another segment, Walter?
Sure, no problem.
Okay, folks, we're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Check us out on social media platforms. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. Again, we'll be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Before it's news, I'm proud to be a sponsor of Sons of Liberty Radio, featuring Bradley Dean, live stream on our website at 2 p.m. Monday through Saturday. BeforeIt'sNews.com would like to invite our audience to share Sons of Liberty Radio with your family and friends.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, let's get back to Walter Hudson. Again, thanks for jumping on in such a short amount of time here, Walter. I'm covering this flag right now. Where are we at as far as the course or the transpiring of this thing actually being implemented upon the people of the state of Minnesota? Because what we're seeing is the fraud going on. We're seeing daycare fraud. We're seeing marriage fraud. We're seeing the dismantling of the education system. We're seeing the Muslims receive prayer in schools and the workplace. They're given leadership roles in politics. And now they got a call to prayer citywide. And now they get to change our flag. What say you?
Yeah, well, I hate to say it, but it's a done deal. It was a done deal from the moment that they passed the law. They did it in such a way as to provide 100% control over what the new flag design would be to this select commission of theirs that is populated with chosen left-wing activists. There is no ability for the legislature to review or to provide their consent. Certainly, there's not going to be any public input in terms of how this thing ends up or whether or not we're going to see this flag flying over our land. It is going to happen. The question becomes, are people finally going to wake up and realize that they live in occupied territory and
exactly.
push back against these folks who've taken the state in a very bad direction?
Yeah, who's given all the directors? I think that's fair for us to all know, Walter. Who's given the directors? Because we know constitutionally they have no authority whatsoever. And again, going back to the Declaration, what does it say that they derive their just powers from the consent of the governed, we the people? They're not representing we the people. They're representing a foreign group of people that mean to conquer. And that is their objective. And putting a flag up over the state of Minnesota, to me, would be a sign of the fact, or at least that they want to convey to us, that they have conquered.
Well, absolutely. I mean, what is the first thing that a conquering authority
exactly.
does when it takes over a territory? It plants its flag, right? Like, the symbolism here couldn't be more overt, and they're very much literally waving it in your face in terms of all your base are belong to us is basically the message that they're sending. And, you know, are we going to lie down and take it, or are we going to throw these guys out in 2024 and beyond?
But what? Let me ask you the question again. And I'm always the guy that's just going to go back to the Constitution, the Word of God, and I'm going to throw a question in there, holding to those two documents, first the Word, then the Constitution. Where do they have the constitutional authority to lie, steal, commit the act of treason? Because I'm thinking of Article 2, Section 4. They're supposed to be impeached for the smallest of misdemeanors, the smallest of infractions, the smallest jot or tittle of violation of our law. And then they're supposed to be prosecuted, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Where are we getting, Walter, that we're supposed to sit back and allow them to endure a criminal tenure, incumbency, and we can't do anything until we vote them out? Where's that coming from?
Well, I mean, look, that's not my position. What it comes down to is I can sit here on the air and I can condemn them in the harshest possible terms, and I can call people to rise and resist and to engage in simple disobedience and in all manner of interventions. At some point, there has to be a critical mass of people who are willing to act.
Yep.
But it's actually
that.
Going to make a tangible, practical difference.
Yep, I understand that, but it's not an act of disobedience. It's an act of obedience. Because I'm not the one subversive to American law. I'm not subversive to the Constitution. What we're seeing here is a foreign people putting up a foreign flag in the United States of America. That is an act of treason concerning all that are involved. Is there articles of impeachment that have been brought forth?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, and so, I mean, I'm not trying to be hard with you, Walter. I'm telling you, people are tired of being tired concerning what's going on out there. And for some reason or another, it seems like those, and again, unconstitutionally speaking, the right and the left doesn't exist. We're ruled by law, Article 4, Section 4. But it gets to the point where the American people are sitting back saying, why is it that the representatives aren't impeaching those that are responsible for actually giving these initiatives in the first place?
Yeah, and that is definitely a good question, and I'm more than happy to look into what the possibilities are. What I can tell you is that, you know, we can introduce articles of impeachment or whatever the process is, so long as, I mean, we put the cart before the horse a little bit by doing that without the institutional power in terms of majorities and what have you to be able to actually act and follow through on it. But in terms of an act of symbolism, I mean, they do acts of symbolism all day long, right?
Yeah.
Like they don't hold anything back. And so I think the argument, to the extent that anybody wants to say, oh, we should be sensible and we should restrain ourselves and we should be the better person, no, we are in a war. We are in a war spiritually, culturally, politically, and their side will stop at absolutely nothing to frustrate our efforts and to conquer and displace us, and if we're not willing to fight on that, with that same intensity, then we deserve what we get.
Well, and that's exactly right, and I agree with that 100%, but you being a representative, I'm curious, you all the well know who's calling the shots. You see what's going on around Tim Walz, and I was just thinking about what is it going to take for the American people to understand what's going on here. I mean, first of all, we have a government that has illegally sanctioned the murder of over 70 million babies. That started a long time ago. Okay, and they've been warring against the, who we are as a people for a long time, and the people, 329.5 million people, have sat back and allowed it for decades, and I guess we're getting now what we have sown into. We reap what we sow, Galatians 6:7. But I do have to say this. You know, it gets to the point when you have a governor standing there, or I'm sorry, sitting there, signing on to what he called legislation, which is a felonious activity, with a little boy dressed as a girl right next to him, with the lieutenant governor standing behind him with a knife basically threatening anybody that stands against transgenders, them making a prey out of our children on a nationwide basis. I think we're way beyond the point, Walter, wouldn't you agree that the American people stand up and hold these said representatives, every single one of them, accountable for the crimes that they are in fact breaking? Because again, I'm not hating on the law. I'm loving on the law that keeps us free by magnifying it against them that means to be subversive and transgress that God-given law.
Yeah, I think you're right. And as usual, you know, you have a... you are closer to the proverbial flame in terms of like refining truth from the madness that is encompassing the narrative. And so, you know, it's folks like you, who lead the way in terms of calling us towards the North Star we should be pointed towards. And so, yeah, I'm happy to.
Are you close to that though? Are you close to that, Walter? Are you seeing? Go ahead.
Yeah, no, go ahead and make it. I want to make sure you answer the question clearly so that I answer it clearly.
Okay, here's my objective. Starting with the church, no doubt, the moral compass of society. When that goes, everything else goes. We understand that, okay? But also our said representatives, instead of just giving the report, the bad report concerning what they call the left and what it is that they're doing in violating the law, I mean, really what it comes down to is Christians and said representatives, both magistrates appointed by God, they need to quit acting like the battlefield is a playground, because it really isn't. What are you seeing happening on the floor right now where people are saying, okay, this is way too far? What are they resorting to? What are they leaning into now? Are they? Do they have a clue that it's their job to magnify the law against those that are committing these crimes? Or what does that look like, Walter?
I think what I see is what you described earlier and what you observed in my initial comments, which is kind of a deference to the electoral process and hoping that we can make it all go away in 2024 through the result of an election, which is not going to happen because, you know, even if we prevail in 2024, we would still only have the majority in the House. We wouldn't have it in the Senate. We wouldn't have the governor's office. At best, you'd be looking at it like a tourniquet placed around the wound of this government. Madness. What I have observed, and you know, what I talk to people about when I go around and talk to folks around the state, is kind of a, you know, what you see during the conquest of Joshua, when he would go from town to town, and each time they would approach a new city to conquer, the fighting men in that city would kind of lose their spirit and lose their ability to be able to get together and fight effectively. I feel like that's what's happened to us. I feel like we are under a kind of judgment as conservatives, as Christians, as
the
church.
Yeah, we absolutely are.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, we're there. Walter, what would you tell the people that need to get up and start doing something about what's going on here as a word of encouragement?
Well, first, I would say make sure that you're engaged in prayer as actively and constantly as you can be to try to towards the end of regaining that fighting spirit and activating the remnant. Because it's not going to take, you know, just like all the biblical accounts we can point to, it's not going to take a political majority, quote unquote, in order to bring righteousness to the city. It's going to take a few men who are willing to do what the Lord tells them. And if we find those men, then perhaps the city can be saved.
Amen. Walter Hudson, representative from the state of Minnesota. I totally appreciate you, man. I really do. And we will talk at you soon. Folks, talk to you in 23. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.